Hello and welcome to the WebSerpent Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Tesco has launched a social network for mothers in Thailand. Paytm and InMobi have joined forces in order to make mobile shopping easier for Indians. And Twitter has said that it wants to grow its user base in India and the Middle East. Tesco has launched a social network for mothers in Thailand. The social network, called Tesco Loves Baby, aims to connect Thai mothers so that they can share stories, ask questions, and get advice from other mothers. It will also contain an online shopping channel in the hopes of encouraging e-commerce within the online community. Tesco currently offers 20,000 different items on its e-commerce site in Thailand, with roughly 5% of its income in the country coming from online sales. Tesco has said that it hopes its social network will get over 100,000 users in the next year. Paytm and InMobi have joined forces in order to make mobile shopping easier for Indians. Paytm is India's leading mobile e-commerce site, with Paytm Wallet being the company's own mobile payment system. InMobi is a mobile discovery platform, meaning that they help mobile users discover products for sale online. The collaboration means that products for sale on Paytm will now be visible in the InMobi product discovery platform, and that the integration of the Paytm Wallet Buy button on InMobi's platform means that users will be able to buy products with one simple click. The move will massively increase the reach of merchants selling on Paytm, as InMobi is used by a staggering 120 million Indians. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth an estimated $25 billion, but this could hit $250 billion by 2025 as the market grows at a compound annual growth rate of 35%. Twitter has said that it wants to grow its user base in Asia and the Middle East. It will work on developing partnerships with key Asian and Middle Eastern publishers, with the aim of getting them on Twitter to distribute their news and content. Twitter will be promoting the Twitter, Periscope, and Vine platforms as places publishers can reach a large number of users. A spokesperson from the social network commented on the expansion, saying, "My strategic priorities are to enable our current partners to grow their audience on Twitter, increase our engagement with emerging talent and digital natives, and bring more premium non-English content onto Twitter. The key countries that Twitter will be targeting will be Australia, Japan, China, and India." The Chinese company Tom Group has entered the battle to reach China's rural online shoppers. Rural communities are becoming increasingly more connected with affordable low-end smartphones, meaning that more and more rural people now have access to the internet. With a rural population of 600 million, rural China is a key frontier for future e-commerce growth. Tom Group, in partnership with China Post, jointly own an e-commerce site called Yulei. The partnership gives Yulei an edge over competitors in terms of logistics and distribution power. A Tom Group spokesperson said, "As at the end of June, more than 80,000 of China Post's branded franchise stores in rural parts of most provinces across the mainland have joined Yulei's e-commerce platform. Its efforts seem to be paying off, with Yulei having seen an almost 200% increase in gross merchandise volume in the first 6 months of this year alone. Yulei is not the only e-commerce site to turn its attention to the Chinese rural market. Earlier this year, Alibaba teamed up with China Telecom to deliver more affordable smartphones to people living in rural China. It also announced plans to invest 10 billion yuan in the next 5 years to build more operating centers in rural areas." And finally, research by Nielsen IBOPE has revealed that online gaming is the most popular activity for tablet users in Brazil. 55% of tablet users questioned said that they played online games, with social networking and watching videos and TV being the second and third most popular activities, respectively, at 44 and 38%. There are an estimated 21 million Brazilians who use their tablets to play games, generating $94 million for the gaming industry. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.